Yes, here we are back at Coventry Cathedral, Jill and I, 50 years exactly after we first met. 2.5 years later, we were married here, April the 24th, 1965. Well, here's the door.
Right, in we go.
The 62 group were sort of teens and 20s ages, and every month we met together for communion at 8 o'clock in the morning, and some of us were allocated to do breakfast on a rota system. A friend of mine and myself turned up to boil eggs, and we found somebody else there, and that was Jill, and she thought she was on the same rota. So that was our first meeting. I discovered shortly afterwards that she had another boyfriend for whom she was knitting a jersey, which I got in the end.
I really don't think it looks very different, do you?
No, I don't.
But do you know, I can still smell that special smell. How can that be after 50 years? Extraordinary. Wow.
We were very conscious of the fact that we were part of something which was new, going to be quite big and new and exciting.
The consecration day, you were only allotted obviously so many tickets, and because my father was in the choir, my mother and sister were inside, but Lee and I were right up on a sort of bench wobbling about.
Scaffolding
in the ruins. And actually we had a brilliant position because of course you could see the Queen coming through and it was all terribly exciting. Probably the bishop saying open the doors was the most, because he had a wonderful voice, Cuthbert Bardsley, and him banging on the door and asking for it to be opened. That was fantastic.
Open the doors!
The cathedral, I think, is a fantastic building. I think it suffered a little bit from the fact that everything is symbolic and the architecture had to be subservient to the symbolism, and I think perhaps it's missed out a bit in that way. But it'll always be the place where Jill and I met and where we spent some happy years together.
And also to say you actually met boiling eggs for breakfast. Coventry Cathedral always has a slight raise of the eyebrow when somebody asks us how we met.